Back in the saddle. I wonder if it's like going back and riding a bike again, you know? Because I went years without riding a bike. Oh, it's just like riding a bike. And I was an adult. And I got on a bike and I fell over immediately. Oh, I remember that. I was terrible. So I don't know. If someone gets back in the saddle, they just like fall off immediately after it's been so long. They're like, ah. That was not like riding a bike. That was very difficult. Okay. All right. You ready? 3, 2, 1. Hey, kids. Welcome back finally to a new episode of No Subs, No Dubs. I'm your host, Casey Kidd, the Kamikaze Kid. What's that called? Motto, slogan, whatever I say at the end of that. A blow up at the end of this. All right. Catchphrase. That's the word. Baka Boy over there, gone. Just do the intro. Baka Boy, the producer, by the way. No Subs, No Dubs is the podcast where I, Casey Kidd, watch a foreign flick or international movie, if you will, if you want to be politically correct about it, and watch it without the subtitles, or use the pillow method if the subtitles won't go away, which is where I put a pillow in front of the TV and it really jacks up the whole thing. And watch it without dubs and try to figure out what the hell I just watched. So that's No Subs, No Dubs. And then addendum, I guess we're going to start calling the podcast No Subs, No Dubs, a foreign film podcast. Just so people get the idea a little bit better. We went to focus groups and, well, I asked someone and they're like, well, I don't know what that means. And I'm like, oh, Baka Boy, my producer over there, Baka Boy was like, why don't we just rename it? I'm like, okay, that makes sense. All right, so that's the intro bit. That's done. I need a page to flip up. I wish I had something to... There's a piece of paper. You hear it? All right. I'm putting it back down. We're done with that page. Let's go on to the next one. Oh. Shout out time. There's a podcast I've been listening to, a really good one, the Explorers Podcast. I suggest you guys listen to it. Or girls, if there's any ladies in the audience, go listen to that podcast. It is very good. It's a history podcast about, you guessed it, explorers. Right? It is very good. I consider myself a history soft body. And I am trying to strengthen my history muscles and my brain and become a history buff. So I like history podcasts. If you've listened to any of these No Subs previous No Subs, No Dubs podcasts, you'd be like, ah, yeah. He's spoken about Dan Carlin, the one. But I've listened to quite a few. The Explorers podcast is not dry. It's good. It's interesting. I like the way he paints a picture in your mind. It is very good. It sounds good. It's interesting. I've just started it, listened to about 5-6 of them, and highly recommend it. Go listen. All right, now that that's out of the way, now that the cat's out of the bag, all right, all that's done. What did I watch this time? Who killed Captain Alex? Maybe I should try that again. Who killed Captain Alex? Something like that. He says that in the movie, and if you're watching the movie and you're one of those, oh, he said the title, I'm out. You've watched most of the movie by that point anyway. And that's the baddie. That's the bad guy who says that. Who killed Captain Alex? A 2010 Ugandan movie. Surprisingly enough, for how worldly I seem, never been to Uganda. I don't think I've seen a Ugandan movie. Even more surprising, haven't stepped foot in Africa. Huh, who would have thought? Been to Canada, but not Africa yet. So, take that what you will. Had some African food once. They gave me a plate of nothing. And then the drums. That might have to be cut. You might cut that out, Baka Boy. That's going to piss someone off. I did have African food once. It was not good. A soft 2 out of 5. But I won't get into that. Who killed Captain Alex? All right, so there's different ways to watch this movie. Apparently, I watched it no subs, no dubs, straight. There is what Bakboy told me is a video joker way to watch this, where it's the director's commentary making fun of his own film in English. I would have loved to have seen that movie that way, but I speak English poorly, but I speak it, and I can understand some of English. So I couldn't watch it that way. So doing some searching, we found a YouTube version with no subs, no dubs, just straight Ugandan, what they speak over there, and watched it. And this is Who Killed Captain Alex. So basically, at the start, you got a behind-the-scenes situation. There's a chopper explosion and a green screen, and people are around this guy who's up on a wall with a green screen behind him, and they're all, like, happy, all cheering and stuff. Like, this is the movie, right? I'm like, oh, this is interesting. And then it cuts to titles, and the titles are, I would say, a little much. They're funny. But you got the titles. It's looking cheap so far. It's looking crappy. And then you get to the reporters talking to some guy. And I wrote, is this Captain Alex? I don't think so. He's some guy. He's probably like the mayor. Do they have mayors over there? It's probably some mayor answering questions about Captain Alex before Captain Alex gets killed. Spoiler alert. Someone kills Captain Alex. We might find out. Well, there's a reporter scene, kind of boring. It's just asking a question. They're probably asking, who's African Spider-Man? Do you know anything about Spider-Man? And he's like, I cannot answer anything about Spider-Man. Okay, that's done. Then we got a military walk around patrolling scene. They're walking around this slummy area in Uganda, and it's all lightly flooded. And they're walking around it like, this is Operation Walk Around the Flooded Area. And I'm like, okay. They're just walking around, talking a little bit. Then it cuts to a restaurant scene. And in the restaurant, it actually just kind of looks like a family-style restaurant. They got a karaoke setup going on. The karaoke girl goes up there and starts singing. And singing's pretty good. And everyone's having a good time. Until some fella, he gets fresh with the karaoke singer. This is a no-no. You don't want to do that. Because a big old fight starts out. And this is the military guys. They're all young, you know. They're all, like, rambunctious. So they're going to fight. And the thing about this movie is the fighting, the sound effects, subpar. The fighting, kind of believable, kind of decent. Well, you get Captain Alex coming in. He stops the fight. He's like, you guys are in the military. I think he slapped some guy around or something. And there's a fight going on. It's not good. Captain Alex stops it. And this might be partly why someone might kill him later. I don't know. He stops a fight. They wanted to fight. Just saying. All right. Now we cut to Operation Cut Tigers with a Z. Balls with a Z. This is the military going around in the forest over there. They are going to stop this arms deal, I think, or drugs. This is where you get the Ugandan mafia involved. And you got the military. The military is coming up on the situation. The mafia comes in. And you got the slow-mo gang. And I'm going to explain that later. The slow-mo gang comes in. There's the overalls dude. Suspenders dude. Why'd I say overalls? He's just got suspenders on. I'm like, oh, okay. The suspenders guy. He gives over the briefcase. Which might have, I don't know. Like, some sort of technology in it, maybe. Weapons. Maybe drugs. Might just have cold, hard cash, but that briefcase is important. Well, the military's getting in position, and then there's this martial arts guy, and he fights off the military. And then the military's all in position, and the gang getaway driver's there. So they come in, and the gang getaway driver's there, and he gets stabbed in the neck, and the military pushes the vehicle out of the way, which I'm like, why'd they move the vehicle? If they want to be inconspicuous, they just keep the vehicle, hide behind it, shoot the people, slow-mo gang, shoot them when they're coming out. Because there's slow-mo walking. Slow-mo gang is walking in slow motion. So you're going to have plenty of time to pick them off and just hide behind the vehicle. But they decide to move the vehicle for some reason. Instead of, like, just move the guy you stabbed in the neck. Right? I don't know. So they push the vehicle out of the way, and at this point, there's already a martial arts dude, okay? There's a machine gun guy. He's all in red, so I'm calling him the Red Machine Gun Guy. And his gloves make him look like a Disney character. He's got these, like, wacko white gloves on. It's very funny. And the military guy, he sneaks around him. So there's another... There's a bunch of people. I'm going to tell you this right now. I couldn't keep track of everything, really. I can look at them and be like, okay, you're wearing a red shirt. You got the machine gun. You're a red shirt machine gun guy. This is sneaky military guy is sneaking around this red shirt dude. And it is pretty funny. And then red shirt guy, he sees the hot lady in the slow-mo gang because they have to have a hot lady. You know that. And it's funny because I think, like, what are they called? Like, when you're in an airport and you hear those pipes and they're playing a version of a song, it's like a cover version of Don't Go Breaking My Heart. So he, like, sees her and he's like, ah, yeah. And then the music comes in. I'm like, okay. Then we cut back to the sneaky military guy. He's sneaking around. He's on a door frame. So they're in this complex, okay? It's like an open air complex, so it's just some out of the way from the slums, even worse looking place to do your drug deal. And the military guy sneaks around and he is right above the slow-mo gang as they're walking by. But he's on a frame of a door. Well, concrete frame. But he's above them, slow-mo crew, and it is very funny. They don't even notice him. However, they get done with their walking, and then it just goes bonanzas. Bonanzas. It goes bananas. It goes shootout mode. Okay, and it's just going in all directions. It's pretty incomprehensible. They're shooting one way and another way, and there's just a bunch of shooting and people running into each other back to back, then running out and getting cover and shooting back at each other. And the shooting is very bad. It's the way they did it is like a child was messing around with their computer and was doing the effects. Very loud. It's very funny. People are missing each other, killing each other and stuff. The shootout's going on forever. And then we get to the point where this gang leader is watching TV. And it's called Expose. It's some sort of music video. Okay. And then Expose stops. And there's a reporter. And she's in space for some reason. And she starts talking about the shootout. Well, the gang leader gets all pissed off. As you do. Because he's a gang leader. And he's like, I want what's in that briefcase. So he breaks the TV. And then a lady comes in. And he screams at the lady. And he gives her a good old slapping. He rustles her jimmies just a little bit. She then runs to her room and makes a phone call to the gang, I think. And I wrote, Mr. White, Clothes, and Mr. Red get serious between them. I wasn't high when I watched this and took notes. I don't think so. I took some of the crappiest notes ever. But she goes and runs in her room and calls somebody. Is just the point there. Now we cut to the gang leader. He comes to the area to assess the damage. After the military, the shootout and all that stuff. Okay? He comes to assess the damage. And he's mad at this Mr. White fella. Mr. White's talking. And he's got his lady with him. Right? And he shoots the lady. And then he punches Mr. White. And he punishes Mr. Red. He throws a spool. Some sort of spool at him. And I'm not articulating this the right way. Okay, when I say the action is going on, it is like way over the top. It is terrible. It is throwing something and hitting someone and punching them and the noise like, you know, that kind of stuff. The shooting is just, but it's like filling up the screen like some child made it. I'm telling you, it is bad. It is funny, but it's bad. All right, so after the gang leader does all this stuff and he punishes his people, the gang just goes outside and the leader has to show he's still upset, even though they're talking. And they say, like, Alex, I think, and they're talking about maybe we need to kill the Alex. And there's more. I'm upset with you guys. The briefcase thing didn't go down. Now I got to deal with this suspenders dude. And I don't like suspenders dude. That's pretty much what it seems to be. Then it cuts to the gang leader and he's shouting at some police guy, okay? He's in a different building shouting at a police guy and making his point about something. I guess it's a crooked cop. He's like, why didn't you warn me about the military? Why didn't you warn me about Operation Cut Tiger's Balls? You should have warned me. And he's like, I'm just a crooked cop. I don't know what to tell you. And then the leader takes the ammo box that's on the desk over there. And I was like, this is gang leaders trying to get down to the bottom of it. It is not making very much sense, but he's trying to get down to the bottom of this. He wants his briefcase back. He doesn't want to deal with the suspenders guy. There's a bunch of people who got shot and killed. Military got kind of maimed themselves. This is a mess. Now, we're back with the military group. It is night. And we almost get sexy time with this military nurse and this tent dude. Now, tent guy is there, and he's getting all sexy with the nurse, but nothing really happens. And then you're like, okay, that was a bummer. What now? Well, we go outside, and the military people, they find that Captain Alex is dead on the ground. So they go into talking. There's quite a bit of talking in this movie, and that's when I kind of zone out. And I'm watching this, I'm like, all right, you said it's an action movie. Your action has been lacking. It's been funny, but right now it feels like there's a lot of just talking. All right, well, Alex is dead. So we've got a conundrum. We've got a riddle. Riddle me this. Who killed Captain Alex? Well, the next morning, there's just a bunch of standing around talking. I was like, okay, when's this movie going to get back going on? Well, we go back to the gang leader. He's grilling his people. He slaps Mr. Red. And Seal, Kiss from a Rose starts for no reason. It's a cover of it, and it's hilarious. But it just starts going, and then it plays a few more times throughout this movie. I'm like, okay. All right, that's where they're going. And they have, at this point, captured two military fellas. And they're talking to him, and they're like, who killed Captain Alex? What is this? And then there's more military meandering that it cuts to. It's like, okay. And there's a TM business card. I just wrote TM business card, question mark. Like, what'd that have to do with anything? But there is that, so there you go. And then it goes back to the gang leader interrogating the military members, and he gets all slap happy. It's slap happy time. He's slap, 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 slap kind of thing. Okay. Then we go back to military guy has a radio, and he can hear the gang leader. Oh, all right. The nurse that is getting interrogated by the leader, because I think the nurse who was getting all sexy, she was, you know, trying to double cross. She's like, I was going to kill Captain Alex. I don't know what happened. I had a nurse's syringe, shove it in his neck and give him erectile dysfunction. Try that one again. That was all mealy mouth, wasn't it? I was going to put a syringe of erectile dysfunction in him, is what I was trying to say. And then the gang leader's like, what? What? And she's like, he'd be basically good as dead then. He'd want to kill himself. And then the slap happy time just keeps on going on. This is me just thinking what they might be talking about. The gang leader then goes, and this is where you walk out. If you're like, I'm done. They said it. He goes, then who killed Captain Alex? Who? Well, we don't know. And we'll never know. Because the answer was not in the movie. Spoiler alert. All right. What I was saying is this military guy's got a radio. He's in the military camp. He's hearing all this. He's like, okay. Then we get to a martial arts training thing, fight. It was pretty neat. It was ridiculous. It was sped up, but it was neat. And this tracksuit guy, he whoops some ass. He's really laying into it. And he talks to Mr. Clean. Okay, we'll call him that. Is a nice black suit guy. He's got a nice black suit on. So they talk about something. Tracksuit guy, very good at martial arts. Probably the most enjoyable part of this movie to me was like, okay, they should have just made an hour and 30 minutes of martial arts. That was cool. That was the best part. Your gun shooting and stuff like that, not very good. Back to the military, back to talking. All right, blah, 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 blah. Something there. Then we cut back to the tracksuit guy. He's sleeping in a tree, as you do. He jumps out and starts cooking a fish over a fire. He sees Redhead Lady in the shrubs. She was shot. She was shot earlier, if you don't know. I probably didn't mention it because I'm all over the place. But she was shot. Shoulder. Should be okay. He sees her and he goes back to cooking his fish. And then they talk about her wound. He's like, you got shot, didn't you? And he tosses her a t-shirt and she's like, okay. And then he gives her some healing herbs. I said, healing? And he gives her some healing herbs. I was like, all right, cool. Thanks. And so she cures herself. She does it like a video game. She's all good. Everything. We're back to the military. An old guy remembers Alex in their circle of Alex fan group. A lady remembers too. They talk some more. Cut to the tracksuit guy. He's doing some push-ups in water. He's doing push-ups straight in water. And it's like, that looks tough. Then he does his martial arts training. And the redhead lady enjoys watching tracksuit guy as he fishes. There you go. So they might be into each other later. Now, with the leader, the gang leader, who has this crew kidnap a star reporter and a camera crew, the camera lady. They broadcast his demands. So what's odd is, like, they get the camera stuff out and they use a phone call to get, like, the broadcast live, which I don't know if you can do that. Like, they pick up a phone and then they're, like, live. But they get live and the leader takes over the broadcast. So the reporter's like, blah, 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 blah. And then he comes in. He's like, who killed? Well, he doesn't say it again, but he comes in. He's like, these are our demands. And then he shoots people. He's like fucking up his own crew, the whole thing. Like, you might have a decent chance against the military if you stop slapping your own people and shooting your own people. But no. And then there's some old guy watching the broadcast. So he makes a call. And then it's like, okay, who's this old guy? What'd the call do? I think he might have called the military. I don't know. Saying, like, I can't have this on my TV. Go take him out. And then we're back at the tracksuit guy. And he wrote TM on the stomach of the redhead lady. So we're going back to the business card. This might be TM. Okay. Now we go back to the gang and they talk. Then we go back to the tracksuit guy. There's a lot of cutting, a lot of different parts of this, as you can tell, because I'm going here, then here, then here. And if you need me to paint a picture of what it all looks like, think of a forest in Africa and slums in Uganda. And that's pretty much the aesthetics. Looking through a camera lens, a digital video that looks like dog shit. Okay. That's the movie you're watching. But the actors are doing pretty decent. And it's funny and the action's all right. But the talking's pretty boring. So the gang talk. Then the tracksuit guy talks with the redhead. And she tells him about her torture when she was in the gang. And there's a weird heart that kind of shows up in the memory. They do the throwing water at her technique. And the lady gets slapped. And the lady who's torturing the redhead lady, right? She's getting tortured by another lady, but the gang leader's there and he's like enjoying it and then walks off and is like, you can handle this. The torturing lady or torturer, if it's female, she goes over and burns the lady with a cigarette. And that's uncalled for. That's pretty bad. Jimmy's wrestled. She got her Jimmy's wrestled for sure. That's all I'm saying. And then tracksuit guy is like, okay, I get all that, but who killed Captain Alex? Right? And then there's some more SEAL music in the background. It's like, okay. I wonder how SEAL feels about this movie, just with his music. He's like, resurgence. I like it. Coming in hot. Wasn't Kiss from a Rose in a Batman movie or something? There's some sort of SEAL. I know Prince was the first Batman movie. It's like Prince everywhere. Is that bat song? You know, look that up. Prince's bat dance. It's good. It is actually good. It's kitsch, but it is good. All right, moving on. There's another military circle. The circle was still going on where they're like talking about Captain Alex's achievements and him stopping a fight once and being a captain. And then we get the gang leader gets a call from an inside man who's like, they're still talking about Captain Alex. the circle's going to go on and on, but I think they're planning a last fight to avenge Captain Alex. Well, they do. Military moves out into the woods. Gang prepares. The leader pumps up his guys, right? Which is funny because he's going to shoot his guys again. There's a kiss from a rose. There's a helicopter. The sneaky military dude or gang member or somebody, he steals a helicopter and just flies over buildings and they explode and it's all... It is so bad. It looks terrible. And he's flying around. The sneaky guy blows up a building by flying into it, basically. He shoots up another building. And the gang leader at this time, still in like that off-the-way, hidden, crappy compound that they got, he shoots a guy and slaps another. And then the tracksuit guy gets there, and he starts his kung fu, and he's whooping ass. Okay? And then the military makes their move. They go through the forest, and they kill the lookout dude. Lookout dude was there, and then they just kill him. I was like, oh, okay, just like the getaway driver, the lookout dude's dead now. So the gang leader, he shoots almost everyone on his, like, team. And the tracksuit guy keeps going on and doing his kung fu. And I think the tracksuit guy's, like, a good guy or something, or a rival gang member, or just someone who loves martial arts. But he's whooping ass. And then a helicopter comes by and blows apart the roof. And then a battle ensues with the military. And they shoot from the trees. And they basically destroy everybody. Mr. Red, he's the guy with the big gun, right? He runs and he does pretty well, but he dies. So he's gone. Goodbye, Mr. Red. The Uganda Air Force lights up some of the forest with a helicopter, right? The gang leader gets dragged because, like, everyone's done. And then there's more breaking news. The old guy who used the phone call, I think he's the old military dude. That's what I wrote this time. Old military guy watches on TV and he gets a phone call and he's like, ah, I guess the gang lost. Good. But who killed Captain Alex? And then that's pretty much it. It says it was dedicated to the director's grandma. So that was in English. I had to read that, unfortunately. So ashamed. And then there's some behind-the-scenes stuff, and it really looks like a family community film with that. And I was like, aw, that's nice. That was nice. How much time? Oh, we got a little bit quick there. Probably because I was pretty incomprehensible. My notes were very bad. However, there was a lot of cutting. I don't know what the hell they were talking about. There was a lot of talking. And a lot of cutting from one, like, this person to that person to this person. So, not completely sure. But yeah, that was pretty much it. The end of it was like a nice feel-good moment where you're like, the community got together and made this shoestring budget movie. And when I say shoestring budget, I mean they took the community, they took the shoestrings from the members of the community and sold them. they sold the shoestrings and basically bought a camera with it. No, I don't know if that's actually true. Don't do any research on these movies, by the way. Don't want to spoil anything. But you can tell, and Bakaboy told me, is made by like nothing, for nothing. It was super cheap, which isn't surprising. It looks cheap. I'm going to get into the review bit now. It's shit. That's basically, the movie is basically what I described to you. Random action stuff. The action scenes were like way over the top. They were cool. They were terrible. It looks like crap. The guns were all fake. There was a point where like someone's bullets were made and like had the bullets on his chest and it was made from like little twigs that they made look like bullets. The props look like crap. Everything, you taking it in, everything looked terrible. Arzu was one of the early movies that I watched, which looked slightly better than this, and that looked god awful because they actually had props and some money. This had no money, and the props were like, whatever you're wearing, come in, we'll figure it out. However, even though it looked terrible and it sounded not great. You know what it looked like? It looked like the early podcast episodes that I recorded sounded just god awful until I, you know, got slap happy with Baka Boy. And then he's like, why don't you just turn off the AC? And I was like, okay. Well, we'll try that, I guess. So it looked bad. For the impression, the first time I watched it, patreon.com/nosubsnodubs. I do an impression of something right after I watch it without taking notes, without trying to spoil the whole thing. And my thought was, you watch Whitest Kids You Know, and the quality of how it is on YouTube, because it's like the worst quality possible, that's what this movie is. It looks terrible. However, Whitest Kids You Know is like very funny, and when you understand it, but when you don't understand it and the quality looks terrible, that's pretty rough. It made no sense. I would have loved to watch the Video Joker version. I would have liked to watch it with some sort of subtitles just to see, like, is it as crazy as it seems? But contractually, you know, I can't do that. Not for at least a couple decades anyway. All right. So it looks bad. The talking bits were boring. It was ridiculous. The music was at times good, interesting, and at other times just tonally made no sense, and it was terrible. I enjoyed it and hated it. I don't like bad movies. I don't like bad. It's so bad, it's good. However, this is like the first time I watched a so bad, it's good. And since it's a completely foreign film, language, I don't know, whole point, I don't know what's going on. Watching it, I went, all right, it might work this way. It might work with a foreign film, because it's very funny. The slap happiness of it, the shooting your own teammates, the going around shooting your lady to make a point. Like, all the gang stuff was very funny. When you got to the military and the military was talking, it was all somber and boring and stuff. And then when you got to the action, I was like, okay, this is terrible. It looks god awful, but it's fun and it's earnest. And someone there really loved action movies and was like, I gotta do it. I gotta try my best. And they did. And they did it for like next to nothing. This was enjoyable. It was shit. It was complete shit. I'll say that like over and over. Complete, utter garbage. I enjoyed it. Sometimes you want to be a little piglet rolling around in the shit. I think a hard 3. I'd watch this again. I'd watch it again without subtitles. One of those, get drunk, watch it, and just be like, what the hell's going on? Every time you listen to some sort of music in there and you're like, ah, I know what that is, take a shot. Don't do that. But if you want to, you know, that's an option. It was good. It was good and bad. It was so bad, it was good. And that kind of makes sense. It was god awful. Enjoyed the movie. Would watch again. Totally recommend. Anyway, I think that's a good enough review portion. I'm out. Hopefully, in a couple weeks, we'll be coming by with another one. Haven't decided what we're going to watch next time, but hopefully it'll be good or bad. Or so bad, it's good. All right. I'm KC Kid, the Kamikaze Kid, blowing up all over this bitch. Take it away, Baka Boy. What does that mean anyway? Like, oh, we're going to have to go on a tangent before I start the podcast proper. And this might be the fade out point. I don't know. I'm just saying. Now that the cat's out of the bag, it's like you can't put the cat back in, is the idea? Or that a cat is just going to scratch the hell out of you? Someone who knows idioms, go rate this. Give it a 5 out of 5, even if you hate the podcast. Give it a hateful 5 out of 5. A hard, hateful 5 out of 5. And then explain to me what the history of the cat's out of the bag. Because I think I used it, one, incorrectly. And now I'm hyper-focusing on this, and I'm looking at my producer, and he's tearing his hair out of his skull. doing one of those. And it's pretty funny, I'm gonna lie.